Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. First off today, I want to give a shout out to our latest show sponsor, and they are Superfood Ireland. And basically what they offer is you the opportunity to take your entire five a day in one capsule. So we're all told to eat more fruit, more vegetables, but for a lot of people it's not easy. Well, if you sign up to Superfood Ireland, you can basically get their vitamin and mineral supplements, and that will enable you to take your five a day every day with just a tablet. And their subscription model will make it possible for you to do that. If you'd like to find out more information, because by the way, they grow their fruit and veg in a privately owned farm in California without chemical sprays or pesticides. So to order and to know more, you can DM them on their new Instagram page for Ireland at Superfood Ireland. So check them out at Superfood Ireland and you will find out more information about how you can avail of what they have to offer. So what do we want to deal with on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, coming up on today's show, we're going to hear from a parent who's angry. And when you hear what he's angry about, you'll either agree with him or say that he is kicking up a fuss over absolutely nothing, or maybe even worse, he's being a homophobic bigot. That's for you to decide. His name is Kevin, and Kevin is annoyed that his 8-year-old's teacher came out to the class last week during a discussion on Gay Pride Month, which of course is this month. Now, Kevin says that young kids don't need to know about a teacher's sexuality, and that his son's teacher had no right to come out to his class or even discuss pride with a class of with his second class children. Have a listen to what Kevin wrote to us, and we'd love to hear from you on this on 085 825 2626. Kevin writes, I'm fuming sending this. My son, Ethan, is 8 and came home from school yesterday and said at dinner, Daddy, did you know Mr., and he gives his name, is married to a man? I couldn't believe it. So I asked him to explain, and he said that they were talking about Pride Month in class and that his teacher said that he was married to a man. I was disgusted that this came up in class. Ethan is only 8 and doesn't need to know about his teacher being gay. He had no right. After I send this to you, I'm sending an email to the principal to complain. I'm not letting this go. And that is from a guy called Kevin in Knocklyon in South Dublin. So, Mr. Dixon.
So Kevin is a female Karen. Obviously, that's what a Karen is called, a Kevin.
A Kevin, okay, right.
Sending a letter to the principal's office. I think it's great in this day and age that a teacher can come out to students. Chances are, by the way, when we were all in school, chances are one of your teachers was gay.
I actually know one of my teachers was gay.
I think we always knew the ones that were gay. And I think it's beautiful and I think it's lovely that in this day and age that teachers feel comfortable enough to come out to their pupils. And, I mean, the child is 8. Absolutely, the child needs to know that gay people exist. I mean, our son there the other day did a pride flag for Pride Month at home. When he arrived home, he was doing it on the table. And I said, oh, what's that? And he said, it's for Pride Month. It's going to go up on our front window. And I said, do you know what Pride is? And he said, yes, it's to celebrate that we're all the same. and that some people are gay and men can be married to men. So my 7-year-old is well au fait with what's going on in the world as regards gay people and that some people are gay and all that. And I think if you have a problem with a teacher coming out to your 8-year-old, that says more about you than it does about the teacher.
Okay, let me read a comment that's just literally come into us this very second. And it says, teachers are there to teach, not to talk about their sexuality. Do your job and keep your private life to yourself. Now, to that lady,
Was that from a woman?
That's from a woman, yeah. Teachers are there to teach, not to talk about their sexuality. Do your job and keep your private life to yourself. Now, what I would say to that lady is, if that teacher was getting married during the summer to his long-time girlfriend.
Yeah.
The whole class would know that teacher's getting married during the summer to his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would not be messaging us about him not keeping his private life to himself.
Bang on.
Okay.
Couldn't have put better myself. That person has the gump. The gump. What's the word? The gump?
Gumption.
The gumption. That person has the gumption to complain about that. And what I would call that is veiled homophobia. You don't even realise you're homophobic, but you actually
okay,
are.
So the message again is, teachers are there to teach, not to talk about their sexuality. Do your job and keep your private life to yourself. And as I said, if that was a teacher that was getting married this summer to his girlfriend, the whole class would know about it. And they'd even be bringing in presents for a teacher because he's getting married during
the
summer.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant that teachers are comfortable enough that they can come out to a class.
Okay, now let me kick off with this WhatsApp voice note that has just come into us.
Hi guys, I just wanted to kind of say my bit about the post that you have up about the teacher coming out to his class. I think it's actually a brilliant thing. I feel it's very important for kids, you know, to kind of see because, you know, a lot of kids know that they're gay from a young age, but, you know, either, you know, don't know anyone who's gay, so are scared to tell people, or they see the homophobia in their family members. And, you know, so for them to see someone that they look up to as a teacher, you know, that might make them comfortable to be their true selves, you know. And as someone who has worked with children, I know how accepting kids are. You know, they really I had a child once ask me, you know, oh, do you have a boyfriend, Gemma? And I was like, oh, no. And they were like, oh, I'm so sorry, is it a girlfriend? And that just touched my heart, like, you know. But yeah, I think it is important that they know that everyone exists, you know, because, like, straight people and stuff like that are always kind of shoved at them in films and everywhere. So why shouldn't gay and any other sexualities kind of be allowed either, you know? They understand, you know, and they accept everyone. It's the parents that have the issue, not the kid.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for your message. And we'd love to hear from you on this. Send us a WhatsApp, please, to 085-825-2626. Do you have an issue with a teacher telling second class in school, talking about pride, and telling the class that he is married himself to a man? Does that bother you at all that kids of 8 are being told that in school? A lot of people say, no, why would it possibly bother anybody?
The only place that children pick up bigotry from is their parents. Okay, no child is born having an issue with gay people. My son doesn't have an issue. He understands that sometimes men kiss men, women kiss women, and they get married and stuff like that and have children and all that. And the only way he would have an issue with that is if we drilled it into his head. That's wrong. That's sinful. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
They don't pick it up from anywhere else.
Okay, let me bring in Jay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Jay, second class being taught and talked about pride in class. That's the first thing. But secondly, finding out that a teacher is married to a man. Does that cause you any grief at all?
Why are you talking to 7-year-olds about sex?
Who's talking
about
sex?
For them to have it. Well, you just said he was taught to say...
Hang on.
It is sense.
Hang on.
You're bringing, but you are. Jeremy, when's your child starting swindy? I've never known a 7 year old to go on the way yours does, and I've had a load of kids. Why are we bombarding these innocent kids with anything to do with sex?
Okay, who mentioned sex?
It's all to do with it. I mean, my teachers never talked about whether they were married, weren't married, getting married, this, that, you know. It's nobody's business.
We shouldn't even teach children about a man and a woman. I mean, my kids know that.
No, hang on a second. My kids know that.
Well, my kids know that I'm married to their mother because they see photographs up on the
wall. Because they live with you. But why should their? I mean, my teachers never. None of my kids' teachers ever came in and says, "I'm gay. I'm straight. I'm getting married. I'm not getting married." What business is that?
I can remember even as a kid. Hang on, Jay. Hang on.
That's it.
I can remember as a kid, our principal was getting married during the summer, and they had a bit of a party for our principal who was getting married during the summer before term finished to congratulate him, wish him the best of luck.
But that's nobody's business. Let him tell his friends that. They're there to teach our kids. Teach them the rights and wrongs of life. Teach them maths, English, and whatever other jargon.
And tolerance as well.
Tolerance for people. That's it. But you don't have to start coming out and telling them at 7 year olds. 7 year olds are still only babies. They've a lot to be worrying about. They shouldn't be thinking anything about homosexuality, straight marriage, anything to do with that.
Yeah, but don't be exaggerating. Hang on, Adrian, relax for a second.
Jeremy said.
Okay. This kid came home from school. The child is 8, and he said, "Daddy, did you know that Mr. So and so was married to a man?" That's what the child said when he came home from school. What's the big deal?
What business is of us? The teachers are there. No, see, this is all part of this new liberal agenda. You just want to literally stop letting kids be kids. You just want to drag them through the feckin' door to what the real world is like. Let them be kids. The teachers have no business teaching our kids. Sex ed, anything to do with relationships, that should be taught in the home by the family. Okay? Not everybody has the same views as everybody.
I don't want to teach my children about sex. That's the teacher's job.
Why not? You brought one. Oh, really? Why is it the teacher's job? That's lazy parenting. That's lazy parenting. There you go, one-on-one, lazy. Let's give it out to somebody else. So while the teacher teaches them something that goes against your morals or your way of life or your way you want to bring up your child, that everybody has the same way of bringing up their child. Do we agree on that?
Yeah, we do. Everybody absolutely.
So what if they tried to teach your child something that you don't agree with?
Here's an example for you. I don't agree with the Irish language, but my son gets taught it every day in school. What can I do? You can't teach it. It's an obligatory subject in primary.
There you go. Well, then go to your government ministers and change it.
Well, I'm not going to. So you think I should go down and get my kid's teacher in a headlock because she's teaching them Irish and I don't agree with it?
No. But you don't get them into the headlock because that's it. The teacher shouldn't be teaching seven-year-olds. Do you know something? If a straight man was to start talking about a seven-year-old about he was getting married, you'd start accusing him of all sorts.
Okay.
But why are we trying to do this to kids?
Jay, I want to find out, what harm do you think is being caused to children by 8-year-olds finding out that teacher is married to a man?
What business is of the child? That's what I can't understand. We don't walk around and tell everybody our business. That's your business, what you do in your private life.
Okay, all teachers should keep their private lives out of the classroom, regardless.
Yes.
Tara, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Tara.
Hiya. What's that lad that was just talking to him?
His name is Jay.
Yeah, I agree with him.
You agree with him?
My friend is an SNA teacher in a school.
Okay.
And she would not, her and the main teacher would not have any conversation about private life. And they're adults, so you just don't do that with a kid. Well, I just don't agree with that.
Hey, as I said, maybe it was different times, I can remember, as a kid, the headmaster in our school got married one summer, and we all knew about it, and they had a little party for him before the summer break. Was that a big deal?
No, I just think you keep your personal life to yourself.
We should not know then that the teacher was getting married during the summer.
No, it's
none of your business.
Okay, let me give you another example. When I was in secondary school, two of our teachers were actually married to each other. So Mr. and Mrs. Kelly were our teachers. Now, one of them was my teacher, the other was my brother's teacher, but they were married.
A heterosexual marriage.
Yes, yes, okay, they were married to each other. Should we not have known that either?
Well, I was in the school I was in, there was a couple like that married, but you don't care. Do you know what I mean?
But what I'm wondering is, like, what is the harm in kids knowing that teacher's getting married or
That teacher is gay. Like, I mean, you know, it's 2022 now, lads. We're not in the dark ages.
Yeah, no, I have gay friends. I've nothing wrong with gay people. Nothing at all. I have friends, like.
But you're arguing.
To keep their personal life to themselves.
Regardless of whether they're straight, gay, bi, trans, anything,
exactly.
It's none of anybody's business.
No.
Now, a lot of people say that the only reason Kevin is annoyed about this is nothing to do with the teacher sharing his private life. It's the fact that the teacher shared with the class his private life about the fact that he's gay. But it was during a conversation about Pride Month, and the teacher obviously decided to put himself forward as an example of somebody who is gay.
Like, should
my child to be in that class now?
Okay, should the teacher even be teaching the children about pride? I mean, my son, as I said the other day, is doing a flag to put in our window for the whole month, which I think is a great thing. Do you think children should even know about Pride Month?
Yeah, but I think certain age children probably don't.
Why? What?
So Jeremy's son is what, 7?
7.
And he was making a pride flag yesterday.
And he is completely on board with knowing that sometimes men... Because, I mean, you would have no problem, Tara, telling your 7-year-old that, is that little girl your girlfriend? Or is that... I mean, you regularly talk to kids about kids having girlfriends and boyfriends. So what's the
Would you say to your son ever, is he your little boyfriend?
Well, he hasn't.
No,
you
never
wouldn't.
Did that.
No, but Jeremy... Jeremy wouldn't either.
No, because you wouldn't be aware of his...
You just said he's fully on board.
But you wouldn't be aware that you're homosexual at 7 years of age, Adrian, for God's sake.
Okay, Jay, can I come back to you for a second? Yeah. Do you think it is appropriate to be teaching primary kids about pride, for example?
No, they're too young.
Too young for what?
They're too young to learn anything about that. Just let them be kids. For some reason, in the last 4 to 5 years, we're trying to bombard kids, bombard them with all this stuff about gay, pride, trans, straight. Leave them alone. Just let them be kids. Let them grow up. When they're 12, 13, they'll start discovering their own bodies. They'll start asking questions. And that's the right time. That is just it with me. At that age, let them be bloody kids. They still play with each other. They don't distinguish between boys and girls at that age. And I have a lot of kids. I've been there with them. They don't. They
okay, well, let me ask you. So this guy, Kevin. Okay, this guy, Kevin.
He's been a good father.
Okay, this guy, Kevin, who got in contact with us, is annoyed that his 8-year-old found out about his teacher being gay. Now, he didn't actually mention whether he had an issue with them discussing pride. What would you do if that was your child who came home and said, Daddy, did you know my teacher is married to a man?
I'd go up and I'd ask the teacher, why the hell is he discussing his private business in front of a bunch of 7-year-olds?
Oh my God.
What I'd ask him.
Oh,
what's oh God?
Yet if that teacher's told your child, I'm going away on holidays.
I'd say the same thing.
Hang on a second.
See, Jeremy, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to put it out that I'm homophobic.
No,
I have no fear. I have no fear of gay people. My brother-in-law is gay, okay? That does not bother me. Their private life, whether they're straight or gay.
That's not what I'm saying, Jay.
It's their private life.
That's not what I'm saying, Jay. That's not what I'm saying. Oh, my God.
So what are you saying?
Okay, let's give an example. When the kids come back to school in September they're all talking about the lovely holidays that they went on during the summer, and the teacher says, oh yeah, myself and my husband went to Spain on our holidays. It was great.
There's no way you'd complain about that. No way would you complain about that.
What are you telling their private? If they've asked a child, what did they do? If a child directly asked them, what did you do? I went on my holidays. No teacher that I ever had discussed their private life around us. Never once.
Okay, well, actually, a previous teacher of my son's, and I know because I did a parent-teacher meeting in the class, on her desk in her classroom, she had a photograph of her and her husband on their wedding day, actually, on her desk.
Shouldn't be there.
What?
It shouldn't be there.
But here's the thing, Jay. If you spotted that on a teacher's desk, you wouldn't bat an eyelid, and you wouldn't. Don't care
and
what
I wouldn't ban Ireland if I seen a picture of a man on the thing. I just say to them, why are you bringing your personal life into the classroom?
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. How do you know, Jeremy?
Because
how
there's
do you
no,
know?
Because there's no way you'd get offended by a photograph of a man and a woman married putting the photograph on the desk.
What teacher brings them? As I said, I don't know what schools use men. I never seen any of that going to school. I've never seen any of the kids that have been in school. I've now I've put five kids now through school. Six kids gone through school now. Six, seven, whatever. Jeez, I lost count. I've never seen any of that. And it's only in the last couple of years this is all being rammed down.
It's not being rammed down. We're just trying
but
to teach
it. It is. We want.
Okay, again, I'm going to ask you, Jay, what is wrong in a kid knowing that teacher is married to a man?
It's none of my child's business what that teacher does outside school. Well, that teacher is in school. I just want them to teach my kids what they're taught to teach them.
Okay.
They go to college. Nothing to do with their private life. I don't want to know about their private life. Jay, stay there
for 1 second if you can, please.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Dara, you're annoyed with what you're listening to here. Why?
I just don't understand what all the drama is about. I've never heard someone freak out over the most insignificant thing I've ever heard about kids knowing about a teacher's private life, be that any element. Should we not be breaking down, if he's truly not homophobic, should we not be encouraging breaking down a huge divide between kids and teachers, like they're institutionalized?
Okay, so you don't see any harm in breaking that divide of knowing a little bit about your teacher, where he or she is from?
No, I think not at all. I think that creates a healthy relationship. And, you know, a lot of kids grow up and they remember that one teacher that was an influence in their life, a positive influence that pushed them, because they probably had a nice, friendly relationship with the teacher. I think if you create a huge divide, like we're the authoritarians here, you're institutionalized and there should be divide and we're not going to, you know, it's. I think it's cold, and I think kids need to
Jay, what do you say to that? That there is no harm in breaking down this divide between teachers and kids and knowing a little bit about your teacher, whether it be who they're married to or where they live or whatever, is no harm.
But why? Why the constant need to tell everybody everything about your private life? I don't understand that.
I'm sure it's not a constant need, but I mean, the odd time like that, I'm getting married. What's the harm?
But what business is it of what you're doing at the weekend? You're there to teach my kids.
But it doesn't matter. But like,
no, it does.
You don't want your kids
to have a nice
conversation with the teacher.
No,
like,
I want them
to. You want your kids to feel uncomfortable, like they can't even talk about everyday life. That's life. It's everyday life to talk about what you do on the weekend.
Talk to the mother and father. That's what mother and fathers are for.
Okay, so isolate them and don't let them learn about the real world.
Jay, I want to give you an example. I can remember when we were kids, there was one of our teachers was obsessed with GAA football, for example. Yeah. And I can remember, and it's a long time ago, it was in the 70s when Dublin had beaten Kerry for the third year in a row or whatever it was. And our teacher came in and he was all about his weekend and going to the football match, and all his family went. And I still remember it. But that was all to do with his private life. It's none of my business.
Yeah, none of your business.
That's been ridiculous.
Come here, they're there to teach. Maybe they spent less time telling their kids about their private business and teaching the stuff. We wouldn't have the morons running around we have today, now would we?
Well, Dara, what do you say to all that?
I think that's absolute bullshit, to be honest. It's creating this divide, like, between the teacher and the student. If you can't be nice and talk, it's almost like, he said, they're there to do a job, that's it. Like, don't be polite to the kids outside of that. Like, I would hate for the teacher to be like that towards my daughter when she goes to school.
What if the teacher is trying to teach your children something that you are totally against? What do you do then?
Well, I mean, give me an example, because
everybody has something that they're against. Everybody has something that they don't agree with, yes?
So you are against gay marriage then, in other words, saying.
Yeah, but I'm a conservative.
So you are homophobic,
I'm not homophobic.
You're
not
teaching them something
you
don't agree
with. Listen, do you know what homophobic is? That's a fear. I don't have a fear. I just don't have any time. That's a difference.
You've deep-rooted issues.
They can do what they want.
There's a deep issue within yourself here. It has something to do with the gay element. And it's deep-rooted within yourself, and that's why you're such an issue.
I'm struggling to believe. Okay, and that's fine.
Either.
Okay, but I'm struggling to believe.
I have same beliefs, Adrian.
I am struggling to believe that you are using this line that kids don't, or teachers don't need to share their private life with kids in any way. Hang on, you're using that line in order to justify your argument here. I genuinely believe you would not be of a mind to storm into a classroom if you found out your teacher, your kid's teacher was getting married to a woman this summer. Daddy, did you know my teacher's getting married to his girlfriend this summer? You wouldn't bat an eyelid, and I don't care what you say.
It wouldn't even be a conversation.
So what?
The issue here is you don't like that he's been exposed to a gay marriage concept, and that's your issue. And you're afraid to admit it. Just admit it.
I'll tell my children about that. I'll tell my children when they're old enough about the ways of the world.
That's the issue.
People get married to women. That's the way my life was brought up. That's the way I believe my children should be brought up.
So understand, it's not about the kids talking about the personal life of the teacher. It's about the gay issue. It's your issue, and deal with it.
Mike, come here. I couldn't give a shite about them, love. They can do what they want as far as I'm concerned. As long as they don't interfere with me, my kids, and my way of life.
Okay, but hang on.
You need to sort out within yourself because you are.
Hang on for 1 second.
I can't understand.
Hang on, Jay. You just said, as long as they don't interfere with me and my family and whatever. Yeah.
A teacher
telling a child that he is married to a man is interfering, is it?
Why does he feel the need to tell a child? Why does he feel the need to tell a complete another stranger or somebody else's child that he's married to a man? That's not my child's
business. Okay, Jay, I've never met you. I've spoken to you many, many times. I've never met you. And yes. I'm telling you, I'm married to a woman.
Why do you feel the need to tell me that?
I actually share a lot with listeners on this podcast. Yes. I don't agree with other stuff. I'm married. Can I ask Jay a question? You can, of course, Darry.
I'm just wondering, this is totally not me trying to attack you, but are you comfortable in yourself? Are you comfortable in your sexuality? Where is this aggression coming from? You're so angry. I'm just wondering where it's coming from.
I'm not angry. I'm conservative. I have a certain way in life. I don't believe in abortion. Okay? I don't believe in gay marriage. That's just the way I was brought up, and that's why I'm going to bring up my children. I'm not going to bring them up to hate anybody else. I don't hate people, okay? I'd never hate a person. I'm not racist. I'm not homophobic. I'm not transphobic. I have a certain way of life. I have a conservative way of life.
Okay, all right.
Dara,
I want to read a message that's just come into us, and it's directed at you, and it says, a parent should have the right to teach their kids about different kinds of relationships, end of. The teacher crossed a line by educating someone else's child on sexuality. What do you say to that?
No, because they didn't educate. It's like a normal relationship. They wouldn't be saying that again if it was about a straight relationship. But again, I do agree.
I have to say.
And can we just, like, let's get some perspective here, okay? The teacher didn't sit up on the top of the table at the top of the class and start showing the class how he has sex with his husband, okay?
Obviously.
But why are people bringing sexuality, sex into it? Sex is not the issue here. The man is in a loving relationship with someone who just happens to be of the same sex. Why are people so caught up on the sexual act of homosexuality?
It's a deep-rooted Catholic nature Irish people who cannot accept this new relationship for conservative people, which is gay marriages, and it stems from that. And that's what people have an issue from. Not about kids learning about relationships. About that, they have an issue with straight relationships.
I hate long division. Hated it in school. I can't stand it. No need for long division. So if I find out that my teacher is teaching Luke about long division, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to upend the place.
You're being silly now.
That's how stupid it is
being flippant about this conversation. Let's bring in a lot of reaction coming into this. If you want to get involved, 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Robbie.
If that teacher was heterosexual and he had mentioned his wife, nobody would bat an eyelid. That is discussing his sexuality. So, I mean, your man Kevin just does sound like a homophobe.
Okay, and Debbie.
I definitely wouldn't tell a class of 8-year-old kids. I wouldn't tell any 8-year-old child that I'm a woman and I like women, or I'm with a woman. It's just they're too young, it's too confusing, and they don't need to know about it yet.
Okay, now, John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. What's your view on this? This started from Kevin in Knockline telling us that his kid came home from school the other day and he said, "Daddy, did you know Mr. So-and-so is married to a man?" And that's how this conversation started. What's your view on this?
Sick of the whole lot of it, you know, to be honest.
What do you mean you're sick of the whole lot of it? What does that mean?
Exactly what I'm going to say. Like, LGBT, what do we, like, how much of this do the kids need to know, you know? How much do we...
Everything.
We get it.
Everything.
We get it. We get it, he's a gay. We get it that he's have a whole month to play around and celebrate he's a gay. We get all that. Jesus, where does it all stop?
Okay,
you know,
well, what is the harm then, John? I want to find out, what is the harm in a child of 8 years of age knowing that Mr. So-and-so in school, his teacher, is married to a man? What's the harm? What's the problem?
Why do they need to know that?
Why not?
I'm asking you a question.
Okay, well then I'm going to ask you another question. If you heard your child come home from school and say, "Oh, Daddy, Mr. So-and-so, my teacher, told us about his wife today," would you be annoyed?
No. You're dead right, because my daughter came home from school the other day and she was telling me about yesterday, about gay pride and this, that, you know. And, you know, she's 14 years of age now, and I'm like, yeah, she's, you know, I didn't really need to know this. And I said, get what you're saying. Like, it is going to happen, it is a skill, but that's 14, age. It's not age, it's 14. Now, the kids, I thought that man...
Don't they have to learn at some stage, John?
But that's what I'm saying, that's my job to do that, Adrian, that's what I said. That's my job as a parent, you know. Like, you know, once upon a time there was a man and a woman got together and made a baby, you know. Now it's all over the kids, like, literally. Now, look, I've nothing against gays. I have nothing against lesbians or whatever it may be. Fair play to them. That's brilliant. I'm delighted for them. But Jesus Christ, a whole month, and then we're going into schools then, and look, I'm gay. And
By the way, what I'm hearing from John is, and it's the common one I've no problem with gay people, no problem with lesbian people, as long as they keep it to themselves. That's pretty much what he's saying. That's pretty much what you're saying. I've no problem with someone being gay once they keep it to themselves. That's what you're saying, John. That's what you're saying.
I don't go around praying around the streets telling me that I'm not being treated with my wife last night and telling people that
that's not really what pride is about, to be honest with you, John.
The thing about it is, what I'm trying to say to you, Jeremy, we get it. There's a whole month of June there dedicated to this. The paths are painted all rainbow colours, the buses, the Jesus, like, we get it. It's everywhere.
Are you triggered by a rainbow, John? Is it upsetting you, the rainbow?
It's not upsetting me. No,
it seems like it is. Seems like it is.
The kids in America, like, again, that's my... I'm okay with this. I get this.
So that's what I'm saying. You're not okay with it. You just complained about things are painted rainbows. And then you say...
I am sick of it. And one more. Am I not allowed out of my mouth? I'm not allowed to say what I feel. I am sick of this shit. Yeah, I am. Of course I am.
Okay, John. Sorry, Dara, are you still there?
Yeah, I wanted to ask John, God forbid one of his kids turned out to be gay or lesbian. Like, would they not want it normalised in that sense? It can be an open conversation because you don't know. Your kids could be. So why are you, saying they need to be protected? It's nothing to be protected from. It's normal. These days, there's so many people that are gay.
I never said that. I never said protected. I told you already what I'm about to tell you. My kids are very informed.
But what would you do if they were? Because the way you're acting, God forbid, they would never come out to you.
I don't even miss a movie coming into the class there tomorrow and telling my son or daughter about that. Oh, Jesus, I was out with my sister the weekend and we had a bottle of wine. So fucking what?
Okay, but what if your daughter was what if your daughter was a lesbian and she got comfort in knowing that that's normal, her teacher's a lesbian or whatever? Would you not be happy that that was a conversation that was had and she felt not so alone?
Oh, that's the thing.
You're making it like an isolation thing.
This is the thing. This is the whole thing. This is the stigmata of the whole lot. I have gay friends. I haven't got a problem. I just had a George with
the back there. You're sick of them.
I'm sick of this whole movement of LGBT. I'm sick about gay pride month.
It doesn't interfere with your life. You're only sick of it if you're fucking homophobic.
What do you have to pray? Are you gay yourself? Are you gay yourself?
I'm not, but I'm not going on a rant like you are about it.
Why do you need the whole month for this? Why do you need everything? Like, we get it. We get it. Like, yeah,
I don't need anything for it, but I'm very supportive of people that are, because we should be inclusive as a nation, not exclusive.
I don't have a problem with anybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And this conversation started from the message from one of our listeners who was annoyed that his 8-year-old found out that his teacher is gay and married to a man, and they were talking about pride in school. Now, Dara, you obviously believe 8 is a perfectly okay age for kids to be learning about different types of relationships.
Yeah, sure. My daughter knew since age 3 about gay marriage because her god-uncle is married to a male, and she loves him, and she knows. Now she just thinks it's normal. She doesn't think like, oh, gay, straight. She just literally thinks like men and men can be together, and women and women, because she's been exposed to it. She doesn't even bat an eyelid.
That's a good point, Darren, and I'm going to put to John in a sec, because myself and my wife have gay friends who got married a few years ago. Now, unfortunately, your kids, well, Luke at the time was too young to go to the wedding. But had he been of the age, we would have brought him along to the wedding. So he would have gone to the wedding and he would have seen the groom kissing the groom at the top of the room.
Yeah.
So let me ask John a question. John, if you had, say your Uncle Bill was gay, yeah? And Uncle Bill was getting married.
I've got a problem with him getting married now.
No, that's not what I'm about to ask. Would you bring your child along to that wedding to see a man wedding a man?
Of course, of course. That's what I said. I have no problem with this, Charlie.
But then,
I don't have a problem with gay people. I don't have a problem.
So then, what is the issue? What is the issue with a teacher telling the child he's married to a man?
They keep making up their own little I don't know what their organisations. Like I said to you, a whole month of it. Yeah, we get it, lads. Have a weekend. Have a great time. Go into town. You know, do what you do. But what I'm saying to you is, Adrian, it's up to us as parents to give us a fucking chance. Let us explain it to them. We don't need Mr. Murphy, as I say, going into the class and telling
them. Okay, and let me just go back to what you were talking about, the fact that it's Pride Month. And, you know, why do we need all of this? Tracy said, the fact that homophobia is still rife in Ireland is exactly why we still need Pride Month. There's no issue with kids knowing if someone is gay.
I think the fact is, agent, and the answer to that is there's always going to be homophobia in Ireland, I think. And there's always going to be a stigma attached to gay, lesbian or whatever it may be. Because there's always going to be that pocket of people out there. Now, I'm not in, you don't class me as this. I don't mind gay people. As I said, I don't mind it. They can do what they like. They can party away if they want. It's their business, what they do in their lives. But it's my business when it comes to my kids in school. When Mr. Murphy wants to share to the class what he's done the weekend with his missus or his board or his boyfriend or whatever it may be, that's where I always got the line. That's where I draw the line, you know. And it's my opportunity to tell my kids. And, you know,
okay, so our previous caller, Jay, was saying teachers should keep their entire private life out of the classroom.
What the fuck is it, ugly? It's nothing got to do with their kids. They're there to teach you, as he says. Absolutely. And you made a point there about the whirling or whatever it was. That's a total different kettle of fish.
No, but it's his private life. He was out at the weekend with his family at the football match.
No, Adrian. Tell him the classroom about you being out with your husband the weekends to a hurling match. It's a total different kettle of fish. You know that too yourself. You know, it's a private life thing. If you want to bring that into the classroom and you're telling the class about your private life, about your husband's or vice versa, a girl with a girl, that's different. You know?
Okay, John, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions. If you want to get involved very quickly, our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number like David just did.
Hey, lads. Jay's 100% right, in my opinion. What the fuck are people... Like, leave the pride and all this bleeding pansexual and bleeding, you know, cis males and cis female. Leave it. These are kids. They're fucking 7, for God's sake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, what the fuck... Is it the cool thing now, is it? Like, you know, to mention all this now, it's like the cool in thing. It seems to be the in thing, you know, and if you have a problem with it, you're homophobic. It's like, geez, get a grip on yourselves. Like, no one cares.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
We're in the middle of a conversation sparked by a message that we got from Kevin in Knocklyon, and I'll just go over it again very quickly. He says, my son Ethan is 8 and he came home from school yesterday and said at dinner, Daddy, did you know Mr. So-and-so is married to a man? I couldn't believe it, so I asked him to explain, and he said they were talking about Pride Month in class and that his teacher said that he was married to a man. I was disgusted that this came up in class. Ethan is only 8 and doesn't need to know about his teacher being gay. He had no right. After I send this to you, I'm sending an email to the principal to complain. I'm not letting this go. Lauren, what's your reaction to that that message that we received?
I think it's absolutely mental. I really do. The younger the kids know about all this, the better now. The way it's more normalised, the way it's not going to be an issue, the younger they are, I think. And I think it's absolutely, it's relevant. It's going to be Pride Month. It's relevant. The teacher did what a good teacher does and made an example of what Pride Month is about. And just brought himself into the conversation, which I think is actually really good way of talking about it for the kids to relate to the actual topic. I moved a couple of years ago, and for 10 years, my next door neighbors were a gay married couple. And when my daughter was like 4 years age, she asked, why do you live with Constable Billy and Bob? Why do you live with Billy and he was a Constable married? And he said, and do you kiss? And she said, yeah, the Constable kids are married. And I have no issue with that because my daughter from the age of 4 years of age has been known that this is a normal part of life. It's not a big deal. There's nothing, he's married to him. She's married to him.
Okay, but what I've heard from a lot of callers, Lauren, is that teachers, regardless of their sexuality, regardless of anything, should keep their private lives to themselves and should not be sharing it with the kids. That's really what I'm hearing.
Personally, I think there's two teachers that were in my kids' school that were pregnant. So what are they supposed to do? Just say they had a big lunch. Like, I'd be going to say, where the hell did the baby get there? Do you know what I mean? And I just think that, they don't talk about the private life. They're just interacting with the kids. And I think a good teacher, both teachers interact with the kids. I get to know the kids, and the kids can relate to them, and the kids can talk to the teachers. And I think they're better teachers than teachers.
Okay, so you agree with what a previous caller was saying, that there is no harm in breaking down that barrier between teacher and child? Knowing a bit about the private life of a teacher.
Absolutely. My daughter's teacher is getting married in, she's not right, I think she's getting married, but she's a massive Liverpool fan, and they talk about Liverpool all the time, and she incorporates different things into that. And they know she's getting married, and they're all excited for her and everything like that, and it's not one issue whatsoever. The kids love her, they've gotten to know her, she relates to them, she kind of gets down to their level, and they talk about stuff. It's not just about phoning and teaching math, teaching them. The teaching Irish and nothing in between, makes a very boring school.
Okay, John, let me put all that to you. She doesn't see any harm in kids knowing a little bit about their teacher and their teacher's private life.
No, there's nothing wrong with knowing a bit about their teacher, Adrian. As I said, you did earlier on, when you said about the hurling match, it's a different story then when it comes to sexual, references, whether they're going out with a man or a woman, or woman to man, whatever it may be. You know, that's a different story altogether. You know, there's no harm in getting, as she said, getting onto a level with a child and talking to, about Liverpool match and United match or whatever it may be, you know. But there is a line, a fine line there where a parent's job is overtaken by a teacher. And if they want, the teacher...
Okay, Lauren, what about that point? That there comes a point that a parent's job is being overtaken by a teacher.
No, well, a teacher is there to teach our kids, you know what I mean? And I don't think that it's a case of...
Teaching kids about what? Teaching my kids about pride. They're not there to teach my kids about pride.
Why not? Why? It's part of my business. They're going to see this everywhere in town. They're going to... So what, are you going to ignore it and say, like, it is a subject? It's not a subject in school, but it's a subject. It's they're going to see this everywhere.
It's not a subject.
My kids like to know, my kids are constantly asking questions, and especially when they were younger, they were asking, and they see somebody in a wheelchair, and they go up and say, why are your legs not working? And I have no issue with that, because they're not being rude. They're going and asking. That teacher wasn't at the top of the class. He wasn't turning around and saying, I'm gay. I'm married to a man. That's not the way I'm sure he brought it up. I'm sure he turned around and said, you know, I'm married. Well, I don't think he would have made a big deal about the way saying about it.
That's their own business. It is their own business.
So Mrs. O'Brien in school, like, you know, she can't be called Mrs. O'Brien because you can't let the kids know that she's married. So, like, if you know what I mean?
She's allowed to do what she wants. She can call a teacher, makes her own name up, whether it's Miss Murphy or Miss O'Brien or Miss
O'Brien.
But what my point is, what I'm trying to tell you is that it's up to me as a parent to tell my kids about sexual, about whatever they need to know about sexual education and stuff like that. It's not up to Mr. Murphy. It's not up to Miss Lynn or whatever her name is in school. Like, it is up to me.
Why not make it normal? Why not make it an issue whatsoever?
Well, kids don't make an issue. The last caller there that made a message there, but you nailed it. You know, there's people like me that I open my mouth and I'm a homophobic and this, that, the other. But I'm only speaking the truth. I said to you earlier on that I'm sick of this and I'm sick of that. I am sick of it. And I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I haven't got a problem with people being gay. Either is my kids. My kids understand who's gay and who's not gay. And that's up to them. If a girl goes with a girl or a man goes with a man, fair play to them. Good luck to you. But that's the end of it. That's
okay, but what has this got to do with your kids finding out that their teacher is married to a man or married to a woman?
It's none of my kids' business, and it's none of the teachers.
As we said to Jay earlier on, if you walked into a classroom and you saw on Mrs. O'Brien's desk a photograph of her and her husband on their wedding day, you wouldn't bat an eyelid. You wouldn't.
But the thing that I say to you, Adrian, is why is it just all rammed down everybody's throats?
What are you talking about? What's rammed down whose throat?
This pride, surely. This pride. Everything is pride. Everything all over the places, I'm telling you. I'm going everywhere. It's all over the buses. It's all over the steps. Of the, you know, everywhere I go, they're all, man, we get it, lads. You say, gay. Fair play to you. That's all I'm saying, you know.
And isn't it great, John, that in 2022 Ireland, people don't have to duck and dive and hide the fact that they're gay. They can be out and they can be proud and let everybody know.
Fantastic. I'm delighted for them, as I said. I get it. And so the kids get it. You know, they do. They really do. My daughter's 14. She understands what a lesbian is. She understands what a gay is. We get it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, stay there. I want to play this message that's just come in for you from Greg.
Hello, my name is Greg. I'm just curious as to why it only seems to be men who have an issue with this. If it was a female teacher, would these men still have the same issues?
Okay, that's an interesting question, actually, why it's only men that seem to have an issue with this. I haven't heard from one woman yet. Well, I did, actually. No, I tell a lie. I got a message from a woman earlier on.
I don't know why there's only men callers here. I don't understand. I don't know the ins and outs of that. But I have a point, and I have an opinion, and that's why I'm on Opinions Matter, and that's why I'm getting, you know, to tell you this, you know, that it's my job as a parent to tell my kids what is a gay and what's a lesbian, and which you're doing so. Do you know what about? Do you understand it? But as I said, it's not for the class. It's for me. It's not for the teacher. It's for me to tell them.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to play this WhatsApp voice note that's just come in from Adina.
How are you? I think that most 7 and 8 year old kids are raised by their moms and dads, a female and a male. And so I think they have this a traditional idea developed in their heads that a relationship consists of a female and a male. And I believe a lot of parents have an issue with a teacher just turning that traditional belief of the family and the concept of family upside down, which I don't think is a bad idea, but I think that it's way too early for 7 and 8 year old kids to question the concept of family life at that age. I think this would be more appropriate at later stages of childhood, then maybe teenager years or so.
Okay, now, we were asking a moment ago why it was just men that had an issue. So clearly that lady believes at eight, it is too young of an age for kids to be talking about stuff like this. We've another Jay on line two. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Well, Jay, what did you want to say on this? Is it okay for 8-year-olds to know that Mr. So-and-so, their teacher, is married to a man?
Well, personally, I don't think it's a big deal. But like, we don't have any kids, so, you know, I'm not really in a position to speak about that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what I was thinking was, if people are freaking out about this, why aren't there trans teachers? What's it going to be like then? What are the people going to feel then? You know what I mean?
That's a very good question.
Well, this is actually happening in the States, and people are going mad about it, where teachers are basically going in and telling their kids, now these are primary, the equivalent of primary school kids, they're going in and telling the kids that their pronouns are they, and, you know, that
no,
they...
No,
that
I have
the,
to say, no, I hate all that sort of stuff.
You see, it can go too far.
I think, like, if a trans person wants to be a woman, it's a she. You know what I mean? It's not a he, it's a she. You know, this day, then, that's a lot of shite.
No, in your opinion, you know, people can identify as they wish. That's the.
I can identify as a tree if you want. I don't give a fiddler's, but like, it just seems stupid.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you don't believe an 8-year-old should know that Mr. So-and-so is married to a man?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all. And so, but like I said, I don't have kids. So, you know what I mean? Like, personally, I don't think it's a big issue. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And we'll squeeze in just a couple of messages. This is Darren.
Let kids be kids. They don't need to be hearing about sexuality. Like, they're 8. That teacher should be sacked.
The teacher should be sacked. I don't think the teacher is going to be sacked for having told kids that he is married to a man. And we'll squeeze in one final message.
How are you guys? Look, on the subject you're covering there now, the gay teacher, in my opinion, I don't think there should be an issue about it if he's gay or if he's straight or if it's a man that's gay or a woman that's gay. In this day and age, I think what's important is that he can teach the kids well, and their personal life shouldn't be brought into that schooling.
Okay, well, that's really what this conversation comes down to. How much of a teacher's personal life should our kids know about? And as I said, we would not be having this conversation if it was that my child came home today and told me that Mr. So-and-so was married to his wife, who's
got
a woman.
We wouldn't have got one call on the topic. People would have been going, why are you coming up with this topic? This is absolutely stupid.
So this is a cover screen, I believe, a smoke screen for, you know, to justify this, saying we don't want to know anything about a teacher's personal life.
Yeah, because that's a fact. That's a fact. Not one parent listening to this podcast right now would be upset if little Luke came home and said to you, oh, a teacher told us that him and his wife are going to play golf down in Wexford at the weekend. Would you storm the doors of the school?
No, you wouldn't.
Would you send emails to the principal?
No.
Veiled homophobia. That's what it is.
Anyway, that's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We want to say a big thank you to you listening to this podcast and to everybody else for making the month of May our biggest month ever on the Opinions Matter podcast. That's down to you, and we'd like to thank you. We'd like you to spread the word that Adrian and Jeremy are here with a podcast that's like no other. It's more like the old nighttime radio show that we used to do back in the day. And it's we talk about stuff, to be honest, that you can't even talk about on radio anymore.
No, radio.
And this conversation today is a good example of something that probably won't get talked about on the radio. So we'd like to say a big thank you. Say a big thank you.
Big thank you.
For listening to Opinions Matter. And please share and let other people know that Adrian and Jeremy do this podcast very regularly. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.